Nothing good as the archives. June 27th, Yudalit Tammuz, Shir number 61, we're going to call it. Shir number 61, Yudalit Tammuz, June 27th. We're in Derech Hashem, section 2, Perek 7, Perek Zion, paragraph 1. There won't be Shir this Sunday night. It's 95th of Shavuos Habitus. And the game plan is, Perek left in this section, Perek 8. So the game plan is to finish section 2 and then to take a break till Elul. Well, we'll start section 3, Baruch Hashem. And maybe, I don't know how long it's going to take to do Perek 8, it's a rather than Perek. Yeah?
You said there wasn't going to be a Shir Sunday night.
Correct.
Sunday day, next.
I'm sorry.
You meant Sunday day.
Sunday day. Yeah.
Okay.
I was talking to my Minchas Chinuch here. Okay. So, Shvi'i we're up to, and again, he's talking about the physics, literally the physics of how Gezeiras Hashem is carried out. We learned about how it's reached. The elaborate system of Besdin, of prosecutors, of defendants, these are all spiritual forces. And we mirror on earth the way it's done in Shemayim, or in Shemayim they do the way we do it on earth. But of course, it's all words we use. But there's forces prosecuting, there's forces defending. There's a judge that presides, sometimes Hashem presides. And then he talked about how it's carried out. Everything is very ordered, just like in the physical world of physics. Nothing is simple. Anything is extremely complicated, and it's made up of a whole series of cause and effect. Everything is linked. A causes B, B causes C, C causes D. Nothing happens spontaneously, so to speak. What I mean by spontaneously is maybe you have to get to the very, just like in Shemayim, you have to get to Hashem's, what Hashem wants. And then there's like billions of effects. Remember, it has to go down the whole ladder of Hishtalshelus from Ruchnius to Gashmius. Then in the world of Gashmius, you see from physics how complex and complicated and ordered and hierarchical, everything's a hierarchy, and everything causes other things to happen, and then those things cause other things to happen, and it's really anytime you cough, anytime your blood clots, anytime you breathe, it's like there are thousands, millions of things going on. So the way it's mishtalshel lamata also has this hierarchy system, and it's a very ordered universe, and this is how it works. The benefit of our knowing it is not so clear to me, but maybe it's a way to live our own lives. Nothing is, you don't just do something. Everything has to be planned and ordered and with steps. Right? Nobody just bakes a cake. You have to have a reason to bake the cake. You have to have the ingredients. You have to have the time. One thing, and again, a lot of different things come together to produce a cake. There's no, you don't wave a magic wand and a cake appears. You need ingredients. The ingredients need to be the right ingredients. They have to interact with each other the right way. The oven has to be the proper temperature. You know, everything. The whole world is, and again, this is the physical world. So the spiritual world is the same thing. Now, chapter 7, Perek Zion, discusses something that, as maybe it was foreign to us, the idea that the malachim are so involved in things happening. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But chapter 7 certainly is a little strange to us, because we think of the Ramchal very much holds of and brings proof from Gemaras that one of the ways in which Hashem's decree is carried out is through the Kochavim, through the orbits of the planets, and through the stars. Which stars? We don't know. There's seven planets. The Gemara speaks about seven Kochvei Leches, seven planets. And then there's millions of Kochavim. And then there's the different configurations of the Kochavim in each month. That we do know. And that's called a mazel. And we know mazel Tishrei is scales, mazel Cheshvan is Dli, mazel Kislev, mazel Adar is Dogim, the mazel of Av. So we do know that there's configurations, and it goes through the stars, he's going to say now. In fact, he's going to teach us in this perek. Remember, it starts off in Shemayim, and it comes down, even the things that are come into being because of Bechira, so it just goes up and then again down. But it has to come down from Shemayim, because things originate in the transcendent world, then it comes down to the world of Gashmias. So let's say there's 1,000 links in the chain. There's much more, but let's call it 1,000. So, you know, Ruchni, Hashem, very Ruchni, a little more Gashmi. Remember, meanwhile, you're having the Olam Atzilus and the Olam Briya and the Olam Yitzira and the Olam Asiya, and you're having Domein Tomeach Chai Medaber, and you're having all so many things going on. And at some point, let's say you talk about liquid, solid, gas. So a gas at some point will become a liquid, right? And at some point the liquid will become a solid. So at some point, logically, there has to be some point where the ruchni that's very, very coarse, and like the bottom line of ruchni, the bottom rung of ruchnius, and then it crosses the line and it's gashmius, but it's still very fine and very subtle, and very, very nuanced, subtle is the best word. It's not coarse, like our bodies are very coarse. So he's going to say in this parak that the Kochavim are in charge of that switchover. They are in charge of the bridge between Ruchni and Gashmi. That happens through the Kochavim. So now at least you know how low down it is, because... But we don't know which Kochavim he means. Usually they refer to, well, we know the Kochvei Leches, which is what the seven planets are called, and we know the configuration of stars that each month has. That also has a name. It's called the different configurations. That there's millions and billions of other stars and other galaxies. We're not quite sure. Ramchal doesn't talk about specifically. Anyway, so that's what chapter 7 is. Hashpasa Kochavim. How the stars influence what happens. They're just like Malachim. That's all. It's not like they have their own influence, Chas v'Shalom, just like the Malachim don't. They are, so we think of them as inanimate objects. And we think of Malachim as pulsating with Ruchniyastik life. But the Rambam says the Kochavim also are pulsating with Ruchniyastik life. And when we talk about they praise Hashem and they thank Hashem and they sing to Hashem, this is real. Now, it doesn't have to mean the moon as we see it. It can mean the sar of the moon. We don't exactly know. But the Rambam does make it sound as if there's a certain life force in the Kochavim and the Shemesh and the Areach. It doesn't matter, really. It's either them or it's the Malachim, the Sarim on top of them. Anyway, we explained in the first section, all physical phenomena, Sharosham, it's their roots, are in the transcendent forces. For Amnam, and indeed, they start off in Shemayim, Okay, he's talking about things that are not Bechira. So they start off in Shemayim. Hashem wants a volcano to erupt for whatever reason. So it starts off in Shemayim. There's a certain spiritual force which ends up being a volcano down here on earth, but it's something in Shemayim, and it erupts. It's all happened. Everything that happens, remember, we learned the first section. Everything that happens already happened in Shemayim. We're just seeing the physical totsos of what already has been decided upon and has already happened. So he says, Shom Mishnar Shem on Yonam Ha'elu. The things are rooted in the transcendent forces. Chol Adrachim Shetzrichim Lishtarish. In all the ways that are necessary. V'achakach Shetzrichim Le'otek. And then they have to be uprooted, so to speak, and come down that chain. V'limoshech ala Gashmiyas. And it's drawn towards the Gashmi world as we know it. And the events that happen. And not just the events, but the objects that exist. It's the chair, the table. But Surah Shetzrichim Le'otek, the way Hashem wants this world to happen. The purpose is this world. The purpose is things should happen in this world. That's the purpose of the whole shebang, is us and this world. And there's nothing else. We should walk away from the Ramchal realizing that as much, it's like two sides to the coin. On one hand, everything is us. On one hand, on the other hand, our lives are very, very petty. We actually are controlled by or control and are hooked up to the highest of spiritual forces, reaching all the way up to Hashem himself. So we are the purpose, we are the matara. Whether it's nations having a war, or me getting a bloody nose, everything is us. But it's us, and that controls the entire universe, physically and spiritually. So it gives much more import to what we do, which is what the Balei Musar and the Nefesh HaChayim tried to tell you. You know, when you talk Lashon Hara, it's not just an Aveira you're doing, which was bad enough, but you're negatively affecting the very highest of Kedusha. You're negatively affecting everything. Everything is like tied to you. And the absolute mitzvah, you do a chesed. You refrain from talking Lashon Hara. Of course, many times refraining from doing an Aveira is much harder than doing a mitzvah. Sometimes. Many times. Depends how much of a desire you have for that juicy piece of Lashon Hara. Or you feel kind of awkward if you don't say anything and the person asks you. And so it takes more spiritual energy. We don't feel it's accomplished, maybe, but it takes much more spiritual energy. But that's the only way to fulfill a lav. The only way to fulfill a lav is to have the opportunity, the desire, and the ability to do it, and you refrain. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling the lav. I'm not fulfilling the lav now of not killing anyone. Unless I have a desire to make fun of someone in this room, and I'm controlling myself, and making fun of someone publicly is like killing them. So in a certain sense, I am fulfilling now, if that would exist. If someone were to come in late now, and I would want to like give a sharp word and embarrass them publicly, so that would be like killing them. And I don't, I control myself. But any lav, there's 365 lavim. We don't get credit for not doing the lavim unless we have, as a, like in a murder case, you talk to the police. You need motive, opportunity, There's three things there that can bring someone for murder, even if they didn't see him, not like Jewish law. But if they have a motive, opportunity, and I forgot the third thing. Motive, opportunity, and anyway, so whether it, and that takes some time, but when you are fulfilling a lot, it takes more spiritual energy out of you than to do a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah, you do it, or you don't do it. But if you have a desire for something usur and you control yourself, that really does take more spiritual energy, and you don't feel it's accomplished. But really, you're doing. But it affects. It's positive. It affects all these worlds in a positive way. You didn't just not mess up the spiritual worlds. That's my point there. You didn't just not mess up. I don't know how to describe what you're doing. It's positive. The effects are positive because you utilized, you restrained yourself, you used up your energy for Hashem's sake, to listen to Hashem. You used up your spiritual energy. And that's an accomplishment. So, anyway, so these things have their roots in the spiritual worlds. Then it has to travel down the line and become Gashmi. For this process, the specific dividing line from Ruchni to Gashmi, at some point, you have the chain, right? So that has to happen at some point. Right? Just like when day becomes night, there has to be a point when it becomes night. Right? When a minor becomes an adult, there has to be some point when it becomes everything, birth, death. There's always a demarcation line. So for this process, Huchnu Halgalgalim v'Kochveihem, the stars and the planets, the stars, Galgalim are probably planets because they orbit. And the word Galgal comes from orbiting. And Kochveihem don't necessarily orbit, or maybe the way they used to think and the way they think now. But when he talks about the Kochavim, it means the zodiac. That's what I'm looking for. That's the word I was looking for. They're talking about the stars of the zodiac, which are the mazalos. And he will say soon, there are many Gemaras that show that's the tzinor, that's the channel through which things happen. And let's say if a person is supposed to be rich, so he's born in a certain month, he's born in a certain year, the Kochavim are the conduits. And that's why some people could look at the stars and see the future. They didn't see clearly, they didn't see 100%, but they saw, because that's where the forces are amassed. Shebahem ubesibuvehem, through them and through their orbits, nimshachem v'netokim kolosu minyanim. Those things are go forth and they change, they netak, they move from place to place, meaning they go down the line. The things that were prepared and originated in Ruchnius, and it materializes into Gashmius. The amount of stars, and what they accomplish, and their levels, and what they're given permission to accomplish, and what they don't have permission to accomplish. We have nothing to say. Hashem decided the best way it should be. We don't even know if it's the most efficient way. We don't know. Hashem decided with his seichel, with his chokhma elyona, how it should be. And Yosef the best way to carry out what's supposed to happen. But again, Hashem. Yeah, I said this 100 times already. Hashem never snaps his finger and produces a magic trick. It's all with this system of how it happens. It's all a ripple effect. It's all cause and effect. It's all very ordered and structured and hierarchical. So all things in the physical world are given the hashpa of existence through their stars. That's how everything it moves. Netak means moves. Basharoshim, in the roots where it originates, and the transcendent. El Bechinos Olamata. V'ula. Olin Yonechot Chaka Kaboris Baruch Shemo B'Kochav Ma'elu. Hashem gave it another function, and that's events. Until now we've been talking about things. Now we're talking about events. V'u Shegam Ken In Yonim Mikri Hagishomim. That means from Gashmius. Through the stars, it's transmitted lamata to happen. But also hatsurah shetzichal lekroflam, the way it's supposed to happen. Derech moshal hachayim haosher hachochma hazera v'kayotze. Kol eile enyonim muchanim lamala b'sharoshim. When they're talking lamata ba'anofim b'tzura ruya yudei ha'kochav, the zeb machlokos yiduos, specific divisions, uvekibutzim yuchodim shehuchku lohem v'sibuvim yiduim. Now, I guess another thing that this teaches us is the puniness of our hishtadlus and the importance of tefillah, because it's like very little is really very little is happening, like because of my hishtadlus. Now I have to do hishtadlus. If I don't do hishtadlus, it's an aveira, and if it's an aveira, it already becomes a matter for bechira, and then it has to travel up the pike and down the pike because I did an aveira called lack of hishtadlus. But that's really all it is. Everything's set up already. The whole system is set up. It's happening. If I don't do hishtadlus, it won't happen. But it's because I ruined it by doing the aveira of lack of hishtadlus, and that's how we have to think of it. And that has a very calming influence, because now I see things in their proper perspective, and I see the way things really work, and I realize that. Now, the next time they say tillum during a war, you know, feel like, what's the point? Like, you realize this is like, this is where it's at. This is where the struggle's taking place. Yeah.
What about En Malchut Yisrael?
He's going to talk about that. Nispalgu b'neihem kol hamikrim akorim esagishomim l'mineihem. Every event that takes place in the world is tied to a specific star or stars. The way they're ordered, their authority, it's all Hashem powered, of course. What is emanating from the Mareches HaKochovim, its connection to each individual, maybe when he was born, maybe every day, which hour, on the Sugal for certain things. Minei, paragraph Gimel. Nishtabdu is a Haseda called Bnei Adam Gamkin. He's talking about objects and he talks about events. Now he's talking about people. They're also subjugated to this system. L'schadesh bohem, fimashi yimoshnech lehem in amarocha. If it's not kosher in Bechira, so then it just goes straight down to them. Just like it goes straight down to the tree. I go straight down to the river, straight down to the earth, to the plant, to the flower. And if it's Bechira, so it's up and down. Amnon kvar evshe shetavutal toldel sakochovim mikoyach chazok el yom mehem. It's more likely, more possible. It could always happen, but it usually doesn't. But by Jew, it could always happen that the influence of the stars could be overridden by a higher power, obviously, we know Hashem. Val Yisol Zeramori Mazal Yisrael. That's what it means. It's not as absolute as by the non-Jew. Just like we saw, the non-Jew is more connected to the malachim that are running the show, and Hashem, the way the Ramchal puts the words, Hashem gives general direction, even though it's mashma in other places, he does much more than just give general direction, but that subtlety is not to this year. Hey, Mazel Yisrael means the same thing. It's not absolute at all. It's always like Hashem is always there, and Hashem is always tweaking. He's always tweaking what the Gochavim are doing. Kikoach Zerosi Yisborach Shemo Kikoach Zerosi Yisborach Shemo Yvashposo Gogor Al Koyach Hamutpo Vashposo Ma'arocha. It's of course more powerful than that of the stars, which it always is, even not Israel. But there, he leaves it alone. V'tiyat halada v'ha hashpah hel yona, more kosher to the hashpah hel yona, the higher influence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo l'fi hashpah samaracha of the kochavim. Yeah.
It's sort of like the laws of nature. Basically, the Shem can change them at any time, but otherwise, like gravity works, or... like, it's just like the stars have their own laws of nature in a way.
Yeah. By Jews, though, it's much more, it's not like that. It's much more. It's much more. Hashem is much more in holding the strings, actually maneuvering, tweaking what happens. And with Goyim, as we learned in the previous parak, anything that's kosher to the Jews also is like that. Because once it's kosher to the Jews, then it becomes, it runs a different way. Paragraph Dalet. For Amnam Mishpatei Hashpah Azor Shel HaKochavim Gam Kein Hepuk Bolim. It's very... There's rules. There's rules and limits and borders. Kvimashe Gozra. He also knows whatever the higher knowledge, Hashem's knowledge, held it should be. Some things you could see through observation. That's astrology. So astrologers could tell certain things. You don't have everything revealed. It's always a little murky. They don't chap what they're seeing. They don't exactly understand it. How can the yosigu hachozim bekochovim elikasas mehen yonim hoasidim? Even if it's not about Jews, if it's about Jews, then stamazayu, you know, you shouldn't worry at all. Maybe you have to worry a little, but in the tshuva, ma'asim tovim, tefila, everything's. But anyway, they don't see exactly. The lo b'shleimus. V'koshkein shekvor yesh bitul l'toldosom. You have an override system. K'moish v'zacharnu. V'al zeh omar chachomeinu zechonam uvracha. Me'asher, there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that the astrologers and stargazers and fortune tellers tell you something. Me'asher. That's going to come about the low kolasher. So, what do you have? Okay, this is chapter 7. You have Avraham Avinu, based on the kochavim that he was born under, not supposed to have a child. Like everybody know that Rashi and Chumash. Hashem said to him, "Tzei miyitzagninu sholcha, leave your ability to see in the stars what's going to happen." And Avram is not having a child. Avram is. We find in the Chumash that Paro said, "Ru ki ra'o neged p'neichem." He says he sees a star called Ra'o, and that's going to extract blood from the Yidden. He thought they were going to die in the Midbar, blood. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu davened Slashan Mama Yomru Mitzrayim Barahos Yom Arugul Someday Harim, and instead it was transferred, so to speak, it was maneuvered that they would have Dam Mila. But it was true what was seen. They didn't see everything, they didn't understand it completely, so they changed it into Dam Mila. And you have the story of Yosef Moker Shabbos, and you have all these stories, and these are real things. I don't know if all the Rishonim hold like this, but you could see in the stars what's supposed to be happening. But it's so much intervention, it's so hands on by the Eibishter that maybe it's not kedai to be chosen a kochavim.
Isn't it a lost skill?
What?
I said, isn't it a lost skill? With odd people today who can read the story.
How do you know? It's not the kind of thing you advertise. You don't go, if you're in Manhattan, don't go to those ladies that have the posters outside. You go and you say, oh, shit. Okay, we'll stop here. Mr. Shem, next Wednesday, we'll start.